Hey, I'm Odd Felix, and I'm stopping by to try to convince you that putting out your next project may not be as hard on you as you think, as hard on you financially as you think. So you have really amazing song ideas in your head, or songs written down, and now you need money to bring these potential hit songs to life. I said potential because they may never bloom, but no studio time is wasted, so let's move on. How do you get funding for your next project or your first project? The first way is as simple as asking me for money straight up. Crowdfunding. People are using crowdfunding for their education, for charities they care about, and for their dog's health expenses. And you can too for your music. Preferably, look for a legit crowdfunding platform. If you're in Nigeria, you may want to use ComFundMe. I created an account with them and they are quite great. But you may not need them, you can just hit up your buddies and bully them into giving you small cash. If you get 2,000 naira from 10 friends, you don't get money to pay upfront for Bitso. Fix your release date and set up a crowdfunding for the next project. Let it end 3 months to the release date of the project so you can have enough time to work on your stuff. So put your hand on your chest and say, I will use crowdfunding today. Another thing you can try is to look for financial investors to invest in your project. There are some cool deals you can cut for them. You can use the percentage thing where they get a share of the revenue made from the project for a period of time or for life. You can also offer them a regular payment until they get a certain amount of money back. You know music is a business, right? And that investing in your album is investing in a project of your brand, right? So make a proper deal like you're making a business deal. Say something like, I need 100,000 naira for my next project. You get 10% of the sales for life. This may sound like you'll be ripped off, but is any price too high to get your next project out? Or you can say, I need you to give me 100,000 for my next project. When the project is out, you get back 10,000 monthly for the next 1 year. That's a 20% interest. And if you can't pay them at the end of the month, don't say Odd Felix sent you. Another way is by entering into collaboration with other artists. I'm talking producers, songwriters, and other artists you may need. Most of the money you need to put out your next project will be spent paying these guys, right? So why not make them investors in your project? Let them invest their skill and time in your project and own a part of it. So many of these guys wish they can own a share of music by artists they work with and for, so they can get passive income from them. Trust me, there are a good number of them that will jump on it. There are different reasons you can be turned down though. One could be that they don't believe in your work enough. Some big producers have the influence to help your work get out and go big, so they could just help you blow small while they earn some cool cash from their share. But a small producer who doesn't believe in your potential may not accept the offer. There should be some other reasons I can't think of now, but if a producer or an artist you want to feature or a songwriter turns you down, you simply go on to the next. I'm sure you'll get one soon. Random tip, make sure you make these offers with confidence, like you believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, I do not send you work. Getting your music out and making money from it is very hard work. If you're not ready to put in work, don't promise your investor what you can't offer, or else they will deal with you and you won't be here to listen to my podcast again. The safer thing to do is offer a percentage, because in that case, if you make nothing, you won't be in debt. But it would be wickedness to not put in work so the artists that dedicated their time and skill can earn something good. It would be evil even approaching them when you know you won't put in work. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't take risks and that you should only do things when you're sure of positive results. What I'm saying is you should do all you can to make sure the person who works with you gets something good at the end of the day. Don't use them to get your work out knowing that they won't benefit from it. If them do you like that, you no go like them now. Sure, don't use anybody like rag. To be on the safer side, offer your investor ownership of your projects rather than a fixed income. Fixed income will be more appealing to the investor if you're a small artist, but God be with you, amen. If you would love to join an artist forum where you can collaborate with artists who would love to collaborate with artists like you, just hit me up and let's get talking. And that's it for today, my friends. We must run that project whether them like them or not. You're gonna look for funding, right? Good boy. I'll see you on the next edition of this podcast, yeah? Awesome. Now you can go on with composing those wonderful songs for your next project. You know my name. I'm Odd Felix. And do I love you? Yes.
Hello, I'm Endurance.
And I'm Felix. This is Odd Felix and the Pool of Artists.
I hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new. Bye.